don't need to go traveling. Open the door and the world walks in. Living as city immigrants. Living as city never sleeps. Heart keeping time to a thousand beats. Singing languages I don't speak. Living as city immigrants. City of black. City of white.
Happy, happy Thursday, happy, happy Hag Riot, happy hour, and we're punk rockers here. Sheena's a punk rocker, I'm a punk rocker, and I got a new friend here with me that I'll introduce to you momentarily, a new DJ that I happened to meet just so fabulously organically last week, and I do love when that happens, and here we are now. Going over the ropes, so we'll have another new voice with fabulous music popping on these airwaves here soon. We'll share more about that with you guys momentarily, but in the meantime, let's rock some new music today. I should say not new, but let's get a new thing rolling here, shall we? And I'm gonna just as I like to do. Just troubleshoot sound stuff just to keep it real while we're on the air. So let's just see if I got a couple things configured right here. I appreciate the solidarity that you're on for along for the ride, willingly or not. Pixies, anyone? Oh yeah.
Yeah. pretend she's overboard. Myself assured, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido. Yeah. I'm worse at what I do best, and for this gift I feel blessed. A little group has always been and always will.
am such a huge fan of that cover. Patti Smith covering anything rocks my world, and especially Smells Like Teen Spirit. I mean, this is just a match made in heaven. That was preceded by Sheena Is a Punk Rocker, who we usually know from the Ramones, but we had covered by Shonen Knife here, which is super duper fun. And in between, I think we were rocking a little bit of Pixies there. So, my God, I'm really taking good care of you guys, aren't I? Anyways, I'm going to move it over to the decks here. And, you know, I have a lovely person here spending some time with me on this beautiful Thursday, and he's got a new show coming up here soon, so we'll hop in here and chat a little bit, but you know, I want to treat you to some just super duper lovely musical tracks, especially because this has been an eclipse week. And you know, I know you don't tune in for astrology, but I do. And so I hope you're taking good care of yourself, and I hope that the universe is bringing you some magic, or you're at least bringing yourself some magic, or somebody. However it's going down, we don't worry about the specifics here, just the overall, right? So we're gonna rock a little bit of let's see, what did I throw on the decks for you fine people? Oh, we got a little Joe Strummer coming up here soon, and then a nice little background cozy cushion of the Smiths, and that's that I'm throwing out to my girlfriend Showtime, who had sent in a request for the Smiths, and I did not deliver. I didn't have any records with me that day, but I brought it in today. So we got a little of that floating in the background. We'll bring it up to the forefront here soon. And actually, we'll keep it floating in the background for a few more minutes because my friend with a new radio show is here, and we're going to chit-chat, okay? Let's just make sure we can hear him. Hey, hey.
Hello out there, world.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Lovely San Francisco-ish. Your boy, DJ Hightower. How you doing?
DJ Hightower, your voice sounds familiar.
Long time no see.
Well, I really love how we cross paths, yeah. And we find ourselves here together again, enjoying good music and on the airwaves. Would you tell everybody about what's coming up with your show here soon?
Well, very soon, you will be hearing me on a slot. Eventually, when I pick it, it will be called the House of Hightower Show, where I'll be doing everything punk, looking around the world. Anything punk, gritty, nasty, happy, mostly happy.
It's okay,
happy songs,
though. I mean, the whole range of emotions is welcome here and is relevant as ever these days, right?
Yeah.
Music is such good catharsis, but like I feel like punk is so good at getting the blood pumping and giving an outlet and a direction for the whole range of feels, right?
Yeah. More of against the machine.
Yeah.
Right? Like right now, what we're going through.
Yes.
I feel like punk have been dead to me a little bit because you see mostly everything else, but
yeah,
I want to bring it back.
Well, you're in the right spot.
Yes.
You are amongst like-minded friends. So, because that is certainly some feelings I was having jumping back into. I hadn't had a regular radio show before. I had a show. It was called Shitty Album Friday up in Portland for this audiophile magazine I wrote for. We covered the whole gamut, but it was really kind of, it was a really irreverent, anecdotal, kind of freewheeling off-the-cuff show. And I found it to be great just as a way to... Music is such a good means to connect with one another and, like, and just deal with the times. And music from the past is super relevant now. It's,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Can hit very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at a lot of indie bands now in days, I'm just looking and I found 21 Children, mm-hmm. a South African band. Go look them up.
Did you bring some in?
I did it.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to tune into your show for that, right?
But eventually you tune in to my show, House of Hightower, with bands like that.
I love it. Well, and is it going to, you said you were going to have some guests. I'm going to just get throw this record on and get it queued up if you wanted to share anything about that. Were you talking about having some local musicians and whatnot coming out? Or
Yes, like local musicians, fans. Of minds, friends, to a whole house of gain of in House of Hightower. Anybody can come through when it comes to that.
Yeah, open door.
Open door.
Well, marvelous. Well, on that note, let's get into some Joe Strummer. I don't know if you've heard this one. I think we were talking about it earlier. This is Johnny Appleseed. This is from his solo record. It's a favorite. Let me know what you think.
Okay. All right. Johnny C.
We'll be right back. Take my hand and off we stride. babe, but when I drink I'm okay. Gets further away every time I try grabbing underneath all the chatter in this heaven. Got a little peak one day, made me feel like I was 7. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
We are the jury, tackle my rut, Marvy Lamb, white Uggams and noob. We hustle a fox, so I stroll and draw and fall so well. Four digit core, what do you know is my car? I'm gonna be spending my dough tonight. 2 pints at a time, strolling about like Dolomite. But home for a shake, third deuce, a chair, mark one push. My narrow backer, be it while you strapping you some ugly pop. And then we both jump down and do your class handstand like a man's man can. Fox land, listen to that, I'll be Ugging and Visha. Mark a G-Shaw, I'm on the upside of the seesaw.
Underneath all the thunder and there's magic. And if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink, I'm okay. Gets further away every time I try grab it. Underneath all the chatter in this heaven. Got a little peak one day, made me feel like I was 7. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
Gafford, ik mo hi kosa la kagak ni lega man el but so when yana she stop I was in that why much but you mogli ba karima ray bound durant all the fuck I'm a chat and I will come alone but time time will go and on time still show baru garbage that a karima gun every time I on kishiri yet the kyongiri elu I han sakin there a shag jet but the back of a text maka hey to two hand a car on tossy a wide row a respect of curd hand a coney money hand and nice the coney jaka be rugged like stalkies 5 year of last all the nimmy and them.
Underneath all the thunder and there's magic. And if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink, I'm okay. Gets further away every time I try grab it. Underneath all the chatter in this heaven. Got a little peak one day, made me feel like I was 7. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
In me as the kyun, kaita klagin in Arja. Or warna dung, take him sick of willin' seal drum. It's John to run, but we got one chance and then it's done. So be who he and speak your pain and receive the love. Don't let the cunts get ya. Don't surround yourself with ones that miss ya. Talk sack and talk on all not goonies kissed ya. It's great, get dangin', go will and seal short ditch ya.
Underneath all the thunder and there's magic. And if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink, I'm okay. Gets further away every time I try grab it. Underneath all the chatter in this heaven. Got a little peak one day, made me feel like I was 7. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
Wow, that was Kneecap. And God, I love that track. What do you think? I'm gonna put you on the spot there, didn't
I? No. You are not putting me on the spot. That dun-dun.
I know the beats are good.
Just a little bit of rock I hear.
Right.
That boom.
Yeah.
Boom, deep beat.
Yeah.
That's Kneecap.
The sound of Belfast. Yeah.
The sound of Belfast.
Yeah. I was they were supposed to perform here not that long ago and but they weren't able to because of what happens when you're outspoken, defensive, you know, and especially from Belfast. To see the support of an outspoken for the people of Palestine, I think seeing the huge support like globally from like musicians for them and joining in to the cause just like only amplified the message even more. Yes. You know, so
because everybody is being brought out.
Yes.
Just about. And
yeah,
we don't, well, I don't see that no more fighting against the grain.
Yeah.
And punkers do, but Even rappers, our underground rappers out there, they fight against the grain, and you're seeing that more. I'm an educator, so you're seeing that more.
Yeah, yes. You're
seeing that more nowadays.
That's right. You were telling me you're an educator, and yes. And you work with like teens or so. Or?
I work with middle schoolers.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Bless you. That's like
that's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. But yeah. That's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Kids are.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. But middle schoolers. I was telling you, I used to work with at risk, just adolescent,
yeah.
Really wonderful females in Arizona that were teen moms and just, you know, gals that had been, you know, had gone through horrific circumstances and were affected by them, you know, needed support and stuff. And I always really appreciated, since I was working as an art therapist at the time with them, I really appreciated the emotional, like, authenticity. Like, I feel like, you know, you're like, you will get the true feelings. There's no sweeping under the rug, you know,
with young teens. Yeah. Especially if they are in an area where it's low cost areas.
Right? Yeah.
Where we have here in San Francisco, everywhere, you get them authentic girls that would just cuss you out 1 minute, but in a way they respect you.
Yeah, so, they're kind of checking where the edge is. I understand that. I feel like you're talking about me, though. No, I'm just kidding. Oh God, I'm regressing here. Yeah. We got to keep the inner child alive. Might as well keep the inner teen alive a little too, right?
Yes. Yeah. We do, especially when you are working at a middle school. You got to keep that. You got to keep that alive.
So, for sure. Yes. For sure. Because I mean, yeah, young people can sense authenticity and truth, right?
Like right off the bat.
And they
right
will call it.
Bat.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. Let's put some good music on here. I think I was going to roll some Gun Club for you here. We're going to have just a little Richard Hell and the Voidoids. That's some, 1978 CBGBs, no wave, post-punk, whatever, as a bridge. That was a mouthful.
In the middle of a punk and wave.
Totally. And actually, this is a bit of a... There's a bit of a chronology here. I planned that. No, actually, it just got... So we'll just hear a little bit of Richard Hell. And then we're just going to roll into some Gun Club with Kid Congo Powers and all these good folks. Okay, strap in. Thanks for listening to Hag Riot Happy Hour at Radio Valencia.
Time and time again, I knew what I was doing. And time again, it just made things worse. It seems you see the most of what is really true, and you're stepping into your hurts. The only time you can write a song that's really, really real. The best a man can say is how it's play on him to spill. And no, he only knows as much as time to him all at once and splatter there between my lies. The only time you can write a song that's really, really real. The best a man can say is how it's play on him to spill. And no, he only knows as much as time to him reveal.
shit, listen to this. Supergirl. you like boobs a lot.
Oh, that got spooky fast, huh?
Yes, it did.
Oh, my God. I feel like we're watching a movie, in fact. I don't have the highest threshold for horror movies these days. What about you?
Horror movies? No. I don't like the horror movies no more. Yeah. It's not hack and slash no more. I miss the real Chucky.
Is the real Chucky? He's in the White House. No, I'm kidding.
Like, what? Huh? What is that? You know, I don't. And I miss Freddie and Jason.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, good old days. But I was a big horror fan.
Mm-hmm. Favorite horror movie then?
Favorite?
Yeah.
Favorite of all time that scared me was Candyman. That always scared me.
The original or the remake? Because the remake was extraordinary. But yeah, yes. The original's classic. Yeah.
Yes. The remake was kind of funny too, a little bit. Yeah. But it was good. But yeah. That original, to this day, I wouldn't say Candyman five times.
Right. No. Because I think we already hit four. So we're going to just... Yeah. We're just not going to test faith. No.
In the mirror, at least.
Right. That's right.
Not in the mirror, at least.
Oh, no. Yeah. So don't go through that door and say it one more time. I don't know. What's the limit? We're not going to test it. I'm trying to think of best movie I saw recently. I Oh, you know, I watch, this is not a new movie, but do you ever see the movie about Tetris? Like Tetris. The, it's like, I would say biopic, but it's a
the biopic
based on true story. Like,
I think my partner, I think she have watched that.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's pretty fun. Anyways, not a horror movie. They took a lot of creative liberties.
What is it? Well, we know it's Tetris. It's about how Tetris got discovered.
Yeah, because
with Matt Damon, I think, right?
Oh no, that's Nike. That's the Nike one,
right?
That movie was so good.
Yeah,
though.
That one.
Holy
was
shit!
Good, yes.
They are, and it's good that you bring that up because those are actually like they kind of they have some similar qualities to them. Yes. And I like them for similar reasons. But yeah, and the story behind them, just like you just think about, you know. Because I was born in 82. You're a few years younger than me, right? Yeah. And so, like...
87.
Yeah, so as we were coming up, these things were, like, as we were kids, like, these things were already out in the world. And you just didn't know. Yeah. Like, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't play video games when I was younger, so I really didn't know. Yeah.
No, I didn't play Tetris. I am a video gamer.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
Well,
but I never played Tetris. Not that type of gamer, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the background of it is a trip. Like it came out of like the Soviet. So it came out of Russia, Soviet Union, and it was like, you know, the development and that kind of getting out into the world was like in the years leading up to. The Berlin Wall fall. Yeah. Okay. And they weren't allowed to have video games. Oh, so actually shit. The way that it was coded, this is a lot of spoilers. If you want to watch the movie, you should totally watch it.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Plug your ears or, please. Yeah. It's the way that the creator of it coded it was like kind of like you would actually had kind of a pirate radio component to it. He coded all of it just like kind of ASCII, like the just with using like parentheses and brackets and in making it so that he used like kind of a backdoor way of making a game.
Oh my god.
And he played tennis, so he like it was like Tetris. It was like
Tetris.
And he and then he would like copy discs, like floppy discs, and they would distribute them.
Oh.
And it eventually like it was really woven into the founding of the Game Boy. Like that had like a really
Okay.
It's you know. Okay. And there's some really sketchy, awful motherfuckers that tried to co-opt the whole thing and exploit it, of course,
Of course.
I mean, when something has like global impact.
That's what
impact.
America do.
Yes.
Or the world itself.
Totally. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like you, by the time something makes it onto the shelves and into our hands, you know that there is some kind of like bloodbath behind it or some kind of battle someone fought, you know? It's wild.
It's wild. Yeah. And speaking of Tetris, too. It is Black History Month, right?
Yes, it is.
I just want to go ahead and shout out
please
Jerry
do.
Larson.
Okay.
That was a video gamer, a developer. And
okay.
He actually, and everybody go ahead and look him up.
Yeah, plug your ears now.
Don't plug your ears now. You can look him up on the Googles. He invented the first removable cartridge.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, go ahead and look that up. And the pause button, he invented that too.
Okay.
On the controller.
Well,
yeah, go look. Jerry Larson.
Bless Jerry Larson, because often when watching something at home, I want
to... People try to steal from him too.
I'm sure. Right? Yes. Yeah. But we know his name, and he did it. And thank you, Jerry, for the pause button. Because sometimes a woman has a thing to say and has some thoughts, or or my husband has some questions on what we're watching.
My partner will say, "Pause the game, please." All right.
So the controller, like the video game controller or like remote controller?
The video game.
The video
controller.
Okay.
Yes, the video game. Sorry if the video game controller.
Oh my
Jerry
god.
Jerry Larson, the video game controller.
Wow.
Like it was, the video game controller already been invented, but it had never had a pause button.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. It never had a removable cartridge.
I love that. And thank you for sharing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was gonna... What was I gonna throw on for you? Oh, I was gonna... We were just gonna... You know, I don't know if I'm feeling that now, actually. I was gonna put a little Pink Floyd on. Yeah, yeah, I am. Okay.
Yes, sir. Pink Floyd.
Yeah. So that's just, we're just gonna, we got this this campy throwback horror score. You know, I like that crazy, creepy background sound. Just to give a little nod to the, you know, I don't know what's around some of the corners these days, metaphorically. And so we're just building the subtext into the sound waves here at Hag Riot Happy Hour. Radio Valencia, always getting a little creative and mixing it up. But yeah, I'm going to throw a little Pink Floyd From the Wall on. And then we got some MC5. We got a little more of the Clash. We got Gang of Four. So just stick around and see what we choose to spin for you all. Cool? All right. To you beautiful listeners out there,